好，弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
好，我们今天啊，正道的题目是起初的爱。
So today we are going to share a topic about first love.
很高兴来到这个我们纽约的主爱之家的教会。
So today I'm here in the House of Christ Love in New York.
那在这个疫情期间，我们不能飞过去，但是我们可以在空中见面。
Even though I'm not able to be here with you physically, and yet I can meet you in the air.
那么这个我们啊，今天讲到的题目是起初的爱。
So we would like to talk about first love.
那最近我在这个讲启示录啊。
And recently I'm beginning to have a Bible study in the book of Revelation.
我们知道启示录是主耶稣基督对老约翰讲的。这个启示。
We know the book of Revelation is the message Jesus Christ has spoken to the Apostle Paul, Apostle John at his old age.
那通过老约翰对小亚细亚的七教会以及对我们普世的教会所说的话。
It's the message given to the old Apostle Paul, Apostle John to the seven churches.At the same time, it is a message to all the churches.
那这七间教会呢，也是我们今天所有的普世教会的一个代表。
And actually, the seven churches represent the
我们看到
in the universe.
耶稣基督啊，今天我们就讲以弗所的教会。
And today we would like to focus on the church in Ephesus.
以弗所教会是一个得天独厚的、很优秀的教会。
And the church in Ephesus is a very unique and special and very talented church.
因为呢，它有很优秀的牧师。
Because they do have an excellent pastor.
我们知道这个启示录的作者约翰就是以弗所教会的牧者。
And actually, the writer of the book of Revelation, Apostle John, he himself is the pastor of the book of the church in Ephesus.
他曾经在这个教会牧养了二十多年。
He has been a pastor in this church for more than 20 years.
当然还有其他优秀的牧师。
Of course, there are other excellent and very well-trained pastors here.
以弗所教会应该是主后52年保罗所建立的。
And I believe the church in Ephesus was first founded by Apostle Paul.
那后来保罗把这个教会交给了、一对夫妻雅居拉和百基拉。
And later on, Paul turned this church to a couple to shepherd.
那后来呢又来了、这个亚波罗和很会教导的一个人。
And later on, Apollo came along and he is also an excellent teacher.
那保罗呢？第三次宣教的时候，又在以弗所牧养了三年。
And after Paul's third missionary trip, Paul continued to be the shepherd in this church for 3 years.
所以在《使徒行传》的第二十章三十一节，保罗曾说：“纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。”
And it is the reason in the book of Acts.Paul mentioned that he remembered this church in tears all the time.
后来保罗又派这个推基古来到、以弗所的教会来帮助以弗所。
And later on, Paul sent another brother to come to this church to shepherd.
在以弗所书第六章二十一节到二十二节说，尽我所爱的忠心侍奉主的兄弟推基古。
And it was recorded in the book of Ephesus that Paul mentioned this brother that how he has been faithful to the church.
后来保罗又、差派提摩太来到了以弗所的教会。
And later on, Paul sent Timothy to this church.
保罗被释放的时候，他带着提多和提摩太从罗马坐船到塞浦路斯岛。
After Paul was released from prison, he brought Timothy along to the island of Cyprus.
他把提多呢留在了格里底的教会牧养。
And he left his dear co-worker Titus in the local church there.
把提摩太呢差派到了以弗所的教会。
And then sent young Timothy to the church in Ephesus.
我们知道提摩太是保罗所亲爱的儿子。
We know that Timothy is a dear spiritual son to Paul.
是他寄予厚望的一个门徒。
Is the one Paul really had a great hope for.
提摩太用他的爱心、清洁和信心在牧养以弗所的教会。
And Timothy used clean heart and faithfulness to shepherd the church in Ephesus.
提摩太从主后65年牧养到主后80年，整整15年的时间。
And Timothy used 15 years to shepherd the church in Ephesus from 65 AD to 81 AD.
所以为以弗所教会打下了非常好的根基。
So a very good foundation was laid for the church in Ephesus.
主后八十年，老约翰来到了以弗所。
And since 80 AD, Apostle John came to the church of Ephesus.
他一直牧养到主后一百年。
And he has been a shepherd of this church until 100 AD.
所以以弗所教会是一个非常有根基的教会。
So the Ephesian church truly has a great foundation.
所以他们的 Hello, 没有声音了。
Okay, Pastor, could you repeat the last sentence?
Yeah. 以弗所教会的根基非常的好。
So the foundation of the church in Ephesus is very good.
他们不仅有这么多优秀的牧者。
Not only they have all very excellent pastors.
他们还得到了有新约圣经的八封书信是跟以弗所有关系的。
And they also receive eight letters regarding to the church.
我不知道这个有哪些书信呢？
And what are those epistles?
保罗写了三封。
And Paul has written three of them.
最著名的就是以弗所书。
The most well-known one is the book of Ephesians.
还有教牧书信的提摩太前后书
，and also pastoral epistles, which including First and Second Timothy.
那约翰呢，在牧养的二十年期间写了五卷书。
And during the shepherding of Apostle John, he has written five books.
最著名的就是约翰福音和启示录。
And the most well-known one is the Gospel of John and the Book of Revelation.
当然我们知道还有这个约翰一书、二书、三书。
Of course, we know that he also has written John 1, John 2, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John.
那么这样好的一个教会。
And such great church.
主耶稣除了对他们有表扬肯定之外。
Not only our Lord Jesus Christ is giving them praise,
也有批评和指责。
Also include some reproof and reproach to the church.
那我们今天从五点来分享启示录这个关于对以弗所教会的教导。
And today we would like to ponder upon five points of this church.
先 PPT 往下走一下走到第一我们来看读一段经文。你要写信给以弗所，经文不要读了，因为我们这翻译太慢了你这个经文我们大家看就好了，我来读就好了，你们看着英文不要翻了这个
So、
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。我们再往下来，再往下来，再往下走一页。哎，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。 然而我有一件事要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原地挪去。再往下走，然而还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为，这是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。好，我们经文就读到这里。
So this will be our scripture reading here.
那我们来看这个主耶稣啊，关于这封信的基本的结构。
So let us see the main structure of this book, and we find out there are five categories.
主的称呼，主的赞许，主的责备，主的建议，主的应许。
So the structure can be divided into five categories. First one is the depiction of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second is the praise from the Lord. The third is the reproof from the Lord. And then is exhortation from the Lord. And the last is the promise of the Lord.
好，那我们看，首先看第一点，主的称呼。
The first, let us focus on the depiction of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主怎么称呼自己的呢？
And how does Jesus name himself?
他说他是那位右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的。
And this is the self-description of Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who holds seven stars in his right hand and walks on the seven golden lampstands.
我们知道这个七星就代表七个教会的使者。
And we understand this seven stars represent the leaders of the seven churches.
七个金灯台就代表当时的七间教会。
And the seven golden lampstandsrepresent the seven churches at that time.
右手是代表着权柄。
And the right hand represent the authority.
所以主是给教会使者权柄。
And therefore, it shows that Lord has given the authorities to the leaders of the church.
因为他在教会行走。
Because he has walked in their midst.
他知道我们所做的一切。
He knows everything that we have done in the churches.
所以我们今天不管教会遇到什么样的问题。
And therefore, no matter what problems we are facing in the church.
我们知道主在教会掌权。
We know that Jesus still holds his authority and
我们就,
in the church.
没有惧怕。
And therefore, we will fear no more.
我们看到第二点，主的称赞，主对以弗所教有很多的称赞。
And secondly, we find out Jesus has many praises to the church in Ephesus.
主说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐。
And Jesus say, I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance.
以弗所教会是一个为主辛苦做工的教会。
Ephesian church is the church.Who labor hard for the Lord.
他们有很好的这个圣经的根基。
They have a really good biblical foundation.
他们也很好的牧者。
They do have excellent shepherds.
他们就像以小亚细亚教会的母会一样。
They are like the mother church in Asia Minor.
开拓了许多的分堂。
They have founded many daughter churches.
他们把福音传到了小亚细亚所有的地区。
They have spread the gospel to all areas in Asia Minor.
不仅如此，他们还能试验那个假使徒。
Not only that, they can detect who is considered the false teachers.
所以呢，他们还能够在第六节恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为。
And therefore, they are able to detect who is considered as Nicolaitans. They are false teachers.
主耶稣说，这也是我所恨恶的。
And Jesus said, this is also the type I hate.
那我们看一间教会能够传扬福音。
And as we see, if a church can truly spread the gospel,
一间教会可以分辨异端,
and the church is able to test and detect who is considered the falsehood.
一间教会可以恨恶尼格拉一党人，就是那种耶稣所恨恶的行为。
And the church who is able to hate, who Jesus hate.
所以这是一间非常好的教会。
And this is an excellent church indeed.
那么耶稣曾在以弗所教会从五个方面。
So Jesus gave five areas of praises to the church in Ephesus.
他的工作、劳苦、忍耐、试验和恨恶。
Their work, their labor, their perseverance, and their test, and their hate.
所以耶稣说这些他都知道。
And indeed, Jesus knows everything.
耶稣说我知道。
Jesus said, I knew.
每当我这个牧会，我牧会有二十多年了吧。
I have 20 years of shepherding churches for more than 20 years.
我想这五点我们都经历过。
I believe I have experienced all these five areas.
除此以外，我们也经历过啊，这个委屈论断。
And sometimes we have been also accused falsely, wrongly.
甚至逼迫
and even persecution.
那么当我们一读到我知道的时候，我们心里就火热了。
And however, once again, my heart is burning with passion once I hear the phrase, I know.
因为我们所经历的所有的事情主都知道。
For everything we have experienced, God knows.
所以我们所有的委屈主都知道。
All the sadness and falsely accused situations, our Lord knows.
我们在服事中面对的困难，主都知道。
All the difficulties we have faced in ministry, He knows.
所以我们不是孤独的做工。
And therefore, we are not alone in terms of
我们是与主一同同工。
We are co-working with our Lord.
所以你看，以弗所教会很多很多的优点。
And therefore, we see there are so many areas worthy of praise
in the church of Ephesus.
And yet, our Lord continued to rebuke this church.
在哪里责备呢?
And which areas did our Lord rebuke the church?
我们看第四节。
Let us focus on verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你。
Yet I hold this against you.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
That you have forsaken the love you had at first.
所以呢，当我们知道耶稣这个责备呢，就是以弗所教会虽然都很完美，但是他们就失去了起初的爱心。
Even though the church seems to be perfect, and yet they have lost their love.They had at first.
那这个起初的爱呢？中文翻译成起初的爱，其实跟英文翻的或者跟原文不太一样。
And the Chinese Bible translation regarding to the love you had first is a little bit different from other translation. And also
原文这个
original manuscript.
原文这个爱呢？起初的爱不是 beginning love， 是 first love。
So the Chinese Bible translation translate as the beginning love, and yet the original manuscript is the love you had at first.
不是按照顺序的这个爱。
It is not according to chronological order.
不是按照时间的爱。
Not according to the timeline.
是按照重要和次要的。
But rather regarding to the priority.
因为神的儿女，首先我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
Well, we need to know, we need to love our Lord, all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength.
那么其次是爱人如己嘛。
The second is love others as ourselves.
我们知道路加福音第十章，当然有个律法师问过耶稣嘛。
We remember in the Gospel of Luke, there is a young lawyer questioned Jesus.In Luke chapter 10.
所以耶稣就回答了他说、 你是知道的啊。那然后他耶稣又告诉他说，你要爱你的邻舍，像爱自己一样。
Jesus replied to him, "You do know what is the most important command in the Bible, that, and you not only love God, you need to love others as yourself."
所以在教会里边很重要一点就是基督徒一定要啊，这个爱主我们的神。
And therefore, it's utterly important that Christians in the church, we need to first love our Lord Jesus Christ.
那当然还有爱弟兄姊妹。
And then we need to love other brothers and sisters.
所以这两点如果我们失去了，教会就失去了啊，它该有的滋味。
If we have lost these two foundations, then the church has lost its taste.
我们看到在路加福音啊，这个耶稣基督对他的门徒有一个要求。
And therefore, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus has put a demand to his
路加福音十四章二十六节说：“人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。”
And,
没有，现在读好了。
Jesus, say, if you cannot love, and follow me more than your mother, your father, and your brothers and sisters, you're not worthy of my follower.
凡不背起自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
If you're not willing to take upon your own cross, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
这个和合本圣经呢，这个爱后边有个括号说原文做恨。
And in the Chinese Bible translation, saying if you cannot love more, in the original manuscript, it means it was the word hate.
那很多人不能理解，说为什么爱耶稣要恨我们的家人呢？恨我们自己的生命呢？
And so many readers couldn't comprehend if we want to love our Lord, how come we need to hate our family members?
那耶稣告诉我们跟随他的代价。
And right here, Jesus is expressing the price we need to pay if we wish to follow him.
耶稣讲话的时候，当时用的是亚兰文。
Of course, when Jesus was speaking at the time, he was using the language of Aramaic.
亚兰文的语言的层次呢比较单调。
And the level of, and the degree of a refinement of the language is quite simple.
那它不是好就是坏。
And it's either black or white.
不是爱就是恨。
Either hate or love.
它没有副词的。
And there is no in between.
那爱呢，少一点就是恨。
So since there is no adverb, and therefore if it's not love, then it will be hate.
那我们想马里逊如果不爱这个耶稣比家人多一点，他就不能去中国吗？
So the mission, let's think about the missionary Marison. If he did not love Jesus a little bit more than his family member, then he was not able to come overseas to the land of China.
那戴德胜呢，如果不爱耶稣多一点，他就不会去中国吗？
And also Hudson Taylor, if he didn't love the Lord more than his family members, then he will not be able to go to China.
那我们今天不爱耶稣多一点，我们也不可能在教会服事嘛。
If we are not able to love Jesus a little bit more than others, then we are not able to devote ourselves to church ministry.
所以现在有一个统计说，每一间教会都是20%的人服事80%的人。
And there's a survey has been done, is that 20% of the church members were serving 80% of the church members.
那传福音的人呢，那就更少了。
And even when we go to the population who is willing to evangelize, it's even less.
那要想放下在美国的工作和生活去非洲或者去亚洲去阿拉伯地区传福音，那就更少而少。
If people are able to sacrifice their work in the States and go to remote areas such as Africa, it's even less.
所以我们必须把爱主当作我们生命的第一位。
And therefore, loving our Lord should be placed the first priority in our life.
所以主耶稣说，否则你们不配做我的门徒，做不了。
That's the reason why Jesus said, then you are not able and worthy to be my disciples.
那么基督徒不仅要传福音，还要为主做见证。
And not only Christians should evangelize to others, we also need to be...
这个为主做见证很重要一点，就是愿意为他殉道。
One of the way to testify for our Lord is that we are willing to be a martyr.
今天对我们在美国的华人教会来说，这个都是不可能的。
And to us, Christians in the States, it sounds like a fairy tale. It's something almost impossible.
没有几个基督徒会想到说我一生我可以用为主殉道离开这个世界。
Very few Christians in the state would even consider they are willing to pay for using their life for the Lord.
今天基督徒所求的就是平安啦、喜乐啦、健康啦、财富啦。我们什么都朝神要好的，我们祷告大概都是日用的饮食。
And whatever we pray today in the state, we usually pray for health, riches, jobs, and so on that regarding to our daily bread.
我们很多的见证就是我们疾病得医治啦，我们没有工作找到工作啦，我们没有身份有了身份啦，我们没有孩子生了孩子啦。我们没有房子买了房子了，这就是我们的见证。
And usually the testimony given by the people in the States usually is regarding I was ill, now I'm healed. I was poor, now I found a job and something about kids, able to go to better education. I didn't have a house and now I'm having a house.
耶稣说你们就是我的见证。
And yet Jesus said, you are my testimony.
我们可能没有了解这个见证的真正的含义是什么。
Perhaps we didn't understand the true meaning of being a testimony.
见证的希腊文叫 martyria.
And the Greek term of the testimony is martyria.
Martyria 什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to this word?
你说 martyria 是见证人吗？
And perhaps you say, does Margaria means the one who testifies?
但是 Margaria 也是殉道者。
And actually, this term also means being a martyr.
殉道就是见证，见证就是殉道。
And actually, giving up your life is a way of testifying from the Lord, for the Lord.
耶稣劝他的门徒说：“你们要计算代价哟。”
And therefore, Jesus has warned his disciples, saying, "You need to do some calculation."
你们爱我，若不胜过你们所有的亲情、生命、财富、儿女，你们就不配做我的门徒，做不了的。
If you couldn't love me more than your family members, your wealth, and your health, and your properties, then you are not able.To follow me.
这个是 first love.
And this is considered the first love.
那我们说我们爱神呢，其实也不难。
And actually, it is not too difficult to love the Lord.
因为耶稣爱我们嘛，为我们钉死在十字架上了嘛。
And because Jesus, he himself loved us first. He has been crucified on the cross for us.
那但是我们爱人呢，就比较难。
And however, it is difficult for us to love others.
因为耶稣呢，爱我们就爱我们到底的。
And because Jesus is the one who loves us to the end.
他的爱是不改变的。
His love will never change.
他不是因为我们软弱了，他就改变他的爱，没有的。
He won't change his love once we face difficulties and become weak.
所以呢，在今天啊，在这段经文中，这个爱。除了 first love 爱神以外，也是要爱人如己，爱我们的邻舍。
So today the term first love is not only including how we love the Lord, it also includes how we should love others as ourselves.
这个爱首先表现在教会弟兄姊妹之间的爱。
Such expression should be manifest first in the church among brothers and sisters.
所以教会是Ecclesia 神所招出来人的聚集。
And therefore, the church should be Ecclesia, is considered fellowship of people being called from the Lord.
所以保罗对教会有四个定义。
And therefore, Paul has given four definitions for a church.
他说教会是基督的身体，是充满万有之所充满的，在以弗所书第二章。
He said, church means the body of Christ, which has been filled in him and all in all.
他说教会是基督的心腹，没有皱纹、瑕疵、疾病之类的。
And he also continues to say the church is considered Jesus Christ's love. And just
他说教会是神、
like、a newly bride,
神儿女的家。教会是神儿女的家，我们不再做外人，不再做客旅，我们是神家里的人。
And the church is also considered the house of Christ's family. We, whoever in the church, should be the family member of Christ.
我觉得在我们美国华人教会特别能够体现到这个神儿女的家这个含义。
I truly feel the Chinese churches in North America truly live out the meaning of being a family.
不仅是基督徒，就是那些没有信主的人来到海外，他们也希望有一个接纳他们的地方。
Not only Christians, also non-Christians who came here from overseas, they also seek for a sense of home.
那我们教会呢，就成为一个神儿女家园，在海外的。
And the churches in North America truly become a home for those people who came overseas.
那家的特点是有秩序，就是有真理。
And special attributes of this home is that it carries the truth.
有父母，有兄弟姐妹，有儿女。
There are parents, siblings, and children.
家的特点是包容、接纳、爱和忍耐。
And the special attribute of a home is the acceptance, tolerance, love, and receiving one another.
那目的呢，是让神的儿女可以在神的家中来成长。
And the purpose of this home is so that children of God can grow in this place.
那当然家也是一个人受了委屈、受伤、失败之后的一个港湾。
And also home were considered a safe harbor for those who've been hurt.
这个需要对软弱的人有扶持。
And this is a place the weak can be strengthened and comforted.
需要对年长的人有尊重。
And this is a place we can pay respect to the elderly.
需要对儿女们有教导。
And this is a place we can show instructions to the younger one.
所以家里面不仅是有接纳，还有包容，还有忍耐，还有教导。
So in a church, not only there is a receiving, tolerance, love, and caring, and there is also an instruction.
所以一般的教会在刚开始的时候特别的火热，彼此相爱。
So usually at the beginning of any church, they usually join together with great passion. People love one another.
我是18年前在华盛顿开拓了第一间丰州华夏基督教会。
I have found the first church 18 years ago in the county of Washington.
我那每一天都火热得不得了。
And every day I was filled with passion.
现在想到当时的日子心还是热的。
And once I remember where I was before, I still have that sense of feeling.
我们当时除了耶稣，除了爱，什么都没有。
And at that time, we only have Jesus as our burning desire to pursue.
我们没有教堂。
We don't have a physical church building.
我们没有金钱。
We didn't have money.
我们只有那么二十多个人。
We only had about 20 or so people.
但是我们有意向。
And yet we did have vision.
我们有爱。
We did have love.
我们相信耶稣基督使用我们这几十个人 要做一件大事。
We trust that Jesus was using just a few of us to accomplish something great.
就是建造主的教会。
That is to found his church.
让国内来的弟兄姊妹有一个属灵的家，可以接纳他们。
So people come from overseas, from China, can find a home who can receive them.
我们也通过教会来把耶稣的福音传得更远。
And using the church, we are able to deliver the gospel further away.
18年我们已经开拓了十几间的教会。
And in this 18 years, we have found more than 10 churches.
我们已经带了成千上万的人信靠耶稣。
And we have brought thousands upon thousands of people to come to Christ.
我现在牧养的是洛杉矶的分堂。
And now, right now, I'm shepherding a church in the county area in Los Angeles.
我们每一年都有100多人受洗。
And every year, we have more than 100 people to come to Christ and to be baptized.
就在这疫情的期间。
Even during the time of pandemics.
弟兄姊妹在网上参加我们的崇拜，还有1000多人参加我们的崇拜。
And there are more than 1,000 brothers and sisters who attend our online meeting.
而且疫情期间我们的奉献没有任何的减少。
And there is no decreasing of offerings even though we were meeting online during the time of pandemic.
我们教很多的领袖他们十几年前还不认识耶稣。
And many leaders of our church today, they weren't a believer. They didn't even know Jesus about 10 years ago.
现在都成为了这个上帝使用的传福音的使者。
And now they become the messenger God used mightily for the gospel.
所以保罗劝我们要凡事谦虚温柔忍耐。
And therefore, Apostle Paul has encouraged us that we should do all things with humility and patience and love.
用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
And use love to accept one another and forgiveness to connect to one another.
竭力保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
And to have peace and to march forward for unity by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我想到我们这二十来年我们在竭力的追求。
So in this 20 odd years, we have pursued this with all
我们也建了三个教堂这18年。
And within this 18 years, we have established three churches.
我们在华盛顿建了一间教堂。
And we have built one church in Washington.
我们在新加坡也买下了一间教堂。
And also in Chicago, we have purchased one church building.
新加坡不是芝加哥。
And also in Singapore.
Singapore. 那我们在洛杉矶也买了一个教堂。
And also in Los Angeles, we also purchased a church building.
这个在我们中国大陆背景的教会，这是没有的过去。
And if we consider the churches in China, this is something incomprehensible.
而且每个教堂都几百万美金。
And because each church building can cost millions of dollars.
我们建新加坡教堂的时候，我们只有1万新币。
And at the time when we try to start a church in Singapore, we only have 10,000 Singapore dollars.
我们建洛杉矶分堂也只有1万美金。
And when we start the church in Los Angeles, we only begin with $10,000.
神给我们恩典。
And yet God has given us mercy and grace.
神给弟兄姊妹信心。
And God has given faith to brothers and sisters.
我们买下了一个价值300万的教堂。
And we were able to purchase a church building worth $3 million.
所以我能够特别理解保罗所说的竭力追求。
And therefore, I truly understand Apostle Paul mentioned the term that we should pursue.
保罗说他自己就是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣所以我得着的得着我的。
And Paul used the term strive, so he strives all he can to gain what our Lord has placed before us.
保罗劝勉哥林多的信徒要常常竭力多做主工。
And Paul has encouraged believers in the church of Corinth to strive to work for the Lord.
保罗劝勉以弗所的信徒要竭力保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
And yet to the church in Ephesus, Paul mentioned that they should strive to keep the unity which has been given from the Holy Spirit.
保罗劝勉提摩太说要竭力在神的面前得蒙喜悦做无愧的工人。
And when he wrote to Timothy, he said you should strive to be a faithful servant before the Lord.
所以我们弟兄姊妹我们要竭力的爱主。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, we should strive to love our Lord.
竭力的爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
To strive to love our brothers and sisters.
什么叫竭力呢
？And what does mean the meaning of strive？
竭力就是用尽所有的力量。
Strive means using all of your might。
现在网络上有一个词儿叫“尽洪荒之力”。
And there is a fashionable term on the internet, a Chinese term means striving。
所以要用洪荒之力来爱主。
That is, we need to use all of our might to love our Lord.
所以这就是主对我们的一个期待呀。
And this is the expectation from our Lord.
以弗所教会这么好的根基。
And such, the church in Ephesus has such good foundation.
但是他们失去了起初的爱心。
And yet they have forsaken their first love.
所以耶稣让他们要悔改。
And therefore, Jesus demands repentance from them.
我们看第四点，主的命令。
And let us see the.
所以主耶稣说，你们要回想从哪里坠落的。
And Jesus tells them they need to remember where they have fallen.
并要悔改。
And then they need to repent.
所以耶稣用了两个，一个是 remember， 一个是 return。
And therefore, Jesus has used two terms. One is remember, and the other one is the term return.
你如果回想，就要悔改。
If you truly remember where you have fallen, and then you need to repent.
那我们如果不悔改会怎么样呢？
What happened if we don't repent?
耶稣说我就临到你那里。
And Jesus said, then I will come to you.
把你的灯台从原处挪去
，and remove your lampstand from its place。
所以，当我们想到说，当我们一回想到我们教会刚建立的时候
，so and therefore when we remember how my church has started，
我们想到我们越来越大了
，and now we have grown，
我们的教堂也有了
，and now we have church buildings，
我们的人数众多。
And we have many congregations.
我们的奉献也很多很多。
And also our offerings are abundant.
可是是不是我们有的时候觉得我们失去了点什么？
And yet we feel, are we lacking of anything?
好像失去了最起初的那个动力。
It is almost like we have lost the very first motivation.
所以耶稣就说你要回想啊。
And therefore, Jesus said, you need to remember, you need to consider. Because we no longer treat love as the first priority of our lives. And sometimes we pay even more attention to our ministries.
比如说我们建堂，我们建堂，我们突然发现建堂发生很多的不同的意见。争执，然后很多的弟兄姊妹，这个感情受伤。
For instance, when we are going through the church building project, we have many conflicts. We have different ideas, and people start to pursue, and people start to get hurt.
我们发现我们为了真理竭力争辩的时候，我们却忘记了去考虑到那些慕道友的需要和他们的情感。
And sometimes when we argue and defend our truths, at the same time we forget the need of unbelievers, and sometimes we hurt and we did not even know.
我今天甚至看到华人的教会和教会之间，宗派跟宗派之间的彼此的批评和论断。
And I even find a criticism and fight and arguments among churches in the Chinese believer circle.
这段时间又网络上很多对唐崇荣牧师的批评。
And nowadays we see many criticism being expressed online regarding to Pastor Stephen Tong.
我曾经在我的这个 YouTube 谈天张伯立谈天说地谈到了这个问题。
And I mentioned about this incident in my YouTube channel.
因为我认为这些批评已经超出了基督徒该有的一个范畴。
For I find out all the criticism is beyond the boundary what a Christian should do.
比如说已经用了唐宗荣这个叫什么罪大恶极。
And someone criticized Pastor Stephen Tong as someone who is evil.
恶贯满盈。
It's so wicked.
而且我觉得这个词不是基督徒该用在自己弟兄身上的。
Find out a Christian shouldn't really use such term to another believer in Christ.
所以我讲我的意思就是说，基督徒在批评可以，不能论断。
And I would say yes, indeed, Christians should give proper criticism, but we should never judge.
责备可以，不能审判。
Yes, we can give some reproof, and yet we cannot condemn others.
就是我们在批评一个主内肢体的时候，我们应该不能超越彼此相爱的原则。
So when we place some discernment and reproving of some member in the body of Christ, we need to know we should do it within the boundary as a believer.
约翰很了解这一点啊。
Apostle John truly understands this.
约翰说，这个小子们呢，你们要彼此相爱。
And Apostle John say,the little ones, you need to love one another.
因为爱是从神来的。
Because love comes from God.
耶稣也说，你们若彼此相爱，众人就认出你们是我的门徒。
And Jesus say, when you love one another, people will know you are my disciples.
我看到网络上这些的语言呢，我心里非常的忧伤。
So when I see the languages being used on internet, I feel truly saddened.
我想我这样忧伤，主会怎么样呢？主会更忧伤。
And if I'm saddened by such language, I will imagine our Lord will be even saddened by this.
我有的时候像那些我的朋友，没有信主的朋友们传福音，他们说，你看你们的互相那个批评，比我们还严重。
And when I try to preach the gospel to our friends,My friends will turn around and say, well, you guys turn against one another even more severe than outside of the Christian circle.
因为世界人彼此批评是从情绪出发的。
Yes, because the people of the world, when they rebuke and criticize one another, is based on their emotion.
因为基督徒的批评就是以真理出发的，都认为自己是真理。
And yet, when Christians try to criticize one another, was based on the truth, thinking they know the truth.
所以以弗所教会是一个有真理的教会呀。
And when we look at the church in Ephesus, it is a church who has the good foundation of truth.
以弗所教会有根基、有神学的教会呀。
And the church in Ephesus truly was based on excellent theological foundation.
可是以弗所教会失去了起初的爱心，就被主责备。
And yet they have forsaken and lost their first love and being reproved by our Lord.
所以如何在真理和爱心上平衡？
And therefore, how can we strike a balance between the truth and love?
如何在教会的原则还有那种宽容中平衡？
And how can we follow the principle of receiving and accepting in the church?
如何让人来到教会不是按照我们教会的律法，是按照耶稣基督的恩典来得救？
How can we draw people to church not according to the way being conducted in the church, but rather by the grace and love from our Lord Jesus Christ?
如何在主要的真理和次要的原则上一个平衡非常的重要。
And how can we strike a balance between the absolute truth and relative truth? It's very important.
我们在真理上不妥协。
Indeed, we do not compromise on the absolute truth.
但是我们要如何在不妥协的时候又活出爱心？
But at the same time, how can we live out love without compromise the truth?
所以这是主耶稣对我们的一个期待。
And therefore, this is the expectation that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us.
所以有的时候我们的知识使我们自大。
And sometimes we become puffed up because of our knowledge.
但是爱却使我们变得宽大。
And yet love...expands our heart.
所以主耶稣命令我们要回想，要悔改。
And therefore, our Lord asks us to consider and to remember.
那如果我们不悔改呢？这个教会的光就失去了，就把灯台从原处挪走了。
If we do not repent, our Lord is going to remove the lampstand from the church, and we are going to lose our light.
第五点，我们看主的应许，最后一点。
And at the end, let us see the promise of the Lord.
第七节说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And verse 7 say, whoever has ears, let them hear.
得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life.
所以我们从这里看到这段的书信不仅是给以弗所教会的，是给众教会的。
And therefore, we understand this particular epistle is not only written to the church in Ephesus, but to all churches.
因为圣灵向众教会所说的话。
Because the Holy Spirit has spoken to whoever has heard, means to all churches.
这个应当听就是。要应当遵行
that we need to hear, and means we follow and obey.
当我们遵行主的话的时候，我们就能够胜过我们自己。
When we obey and follow God's command, then we can overcome ourselves.
在马太福音第七章二十四节，耶稣说，还没到呢，你就翻，我说你就翻就好了，还没到呢。就放这儿好了。在马太福音第七章二十四节，耶稣说：“凡听见我的话去行的，好比一个聪明人。”
And Jesus has mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 7:24, say, "Whoever follow my words, it's like a wise builder."
把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹。壮壮的房子，房子总不倒塌。
A wise builder build a house on the rock, who can stand against the storm, wind, and rain.
因为根基是立在磐石上的。
Because the foundation has been established on the rock.
所以我们听了主的话，要去行出主的话。
And therefore, when we let's hear the Lord, we need to follow up with action.
那主让我们悔改，我们就要悔改。
When Jesus asks us to repent, then we need to repent.
主让我们回想，我们就回想。
When Jesus asks us to remember, then we need to remember.
那我们回想悔改了，我们还要遵行，去行出主给我们的爱。
Not only we remember, we repent, then we need to also act out the love as given by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣说得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
And therefore, Jesus said to the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
这个得胜不是胜过别人，是胜过你自己。
And right here, being a victor does not mean you overcome others, but rather you overcome yourself.
是胜过我们生命中的老我。
To overcome your old self.
是把神放在我们生命的第一位。
Is that now we place God as the first place in our life?
是把得人灵魂为主做见证看得比我们自己重要。
And we treat how other people can now have a new life more important than ourselves.
所以主应许说我们得胜了会吃神乐园中生命树的果子。
And therefore, Jesus said, whoever is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life.
我们知道亚当、夏娃吃了智慧树的果子，他们就被逐出了伊甸园。
We remember how Adam and Eve, who have eaten the fruit from the tree of knowledge, and then they were cast out from the Garden of Eden.
那生命树就被火箭封锁住了，没有人能碰得到。
And because of that, the tree of life has been guarded by flaming sword.
那可是这个生命树后来在哪里出现的呢？
And then where did this tree of life reappear again?
我们看着在新耶路撒冷。
And now we realize it is going to be appeared again in New Jerusalem.
有一个生命河。
Because there will be a tree, a river of life.
生命河两边有生命树。
And on the side of this river of life, there will be trees of life.
生命树代表着我们与基督恢复关系。
The tree of life means we reconcile the relationship we have with our Lord.
我们在启示录的第二十二章看到说，这个生命树结十二样的果子。每月都结果子。
And from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, we realized that the tree of life bear fruits in every season.
这个果子可以给我们永远的生命。
And this special fruit can give us eternal life.
而且那个叶子都能够医治万民。
And not only that, the leaves of the tree can beHave a healing effect to all peoples.
所以耶稣的意思是告诉以弗所的教会赶快悔改。
And therefore, Jesus is here to remind and warn the church in Ephesus to repent immediately.
否则呢，就失去了跟上帝享受永远生命的美好的关系。
Otherwise, they may lose the relationship and connection with the Lord.
感谢神。
Thank、
我想这个也是对我们众教会所讲的话。
I believe this is also the word to all churches.
在这个疫情的期间
，in the period of pandemics，
在这个因着这个弗洛伊德啊死后产生的美国的种族之间的冲突
，and we see the racial conflict after the incident of George Floyd.
也必然影响到教会每个弟兄姊妹对世界的看法。
We trust that such those events struck brothers and sisters in the church and how we view the world.
不管在一个多元的社会里面，我们有什么样不同的看法。
No matter what perspective we have in this multicultural world.
我觉得基督徒做事情就是两个原则。
And yet.We Christians should hold on two very important principles.
敬心、敬性、敬力、敬义，爱主我的神。
To love our God, all of our mind, all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength.
其次是爱人如己。
Secondly is to love others as ourselves.
用另外一种方式说，就是我们做所有的事情，首先考虑到是不是荣耀神。
In other words,Before we do everything, we must consider, well, this glorify God.
另外我们也想到说我们做任何事情是否造就人。
And also, whatever we do, we also need to consider, does it edify others?
所以我们如果能够荣耀神又造就人，我们就去做；如果不能，我们就不做。
And therefore, we do the things that can glorify and edify others. Otherwise, we do not do.
好，今天的时间差不多了，我讲个小故事，我们就结束今天的信息。
And now it's about the time, and therefore I want to share a short story at the end.
那当年以色列人在建第一圣殿的时候，就所罗门的圣殿的时候，是大卫在选这个选这个圣殿的这个地址。
So when David decided to ask his son Solomon to build the very first temple for the Lord.
大卫也预备了建殿的材料。
So David need to find a location and also gather materials for the building.
但是大卫没有建殿是因为大卫杀人太多。
The reason why temple was not built by David because David has involved so many bloodshed.
所以他交给了他儿子所罗门。
And therefore he is giving this task to his son Solomon.
那选的这个圣殿的地址呢，这个地方叫二南河场。
And the location he has chosen is, it's a special place.
所以二南呢，他父亲死了，他们兄弟两个继承了父亲的产业。
And he has chosen a field owned by Hornan, and the sons.Of this person, Hornam, they are supposed to inherit this very land.
在这个接受家产的时候，中间有一块地，他们两个都不要，都要给对方。
So when they are about to receive this inheritance from their father, either brothers refuse to take the land. They wish to give the land to the other sibling.
所以当庄稼成熟的时候呢？这个兄弟两个都把自己的禾捆抱到了对方的地里边去，为了帮助对方。
So by the time of harvest, both brothers carry their harvest to the other brother's property, willing to offer their harvest to the other person.
因为哥哥想说弟弟还没有结婚，需要有更多的财富，能够娶媳妇。
Because the older brother was thinking, my younger brother hasn't been married yet. He needs to have more property in order to have enough wealth to get married.
那弟弟想呢，哥哥家里人口众多，需要更多的粮食，所以就把自己的禾捆搬到哥哥的地里去。
Yet the younger brother thought his harvest.Can contribute his brother's house because his brothers has many people live in the family.
So, 有一天他们在各自抱着自己的禾捆向对方地走去的时候，在中间那块土地上，他们遇到了。
So, as they were carrying their own harvest, thinking about how can they give the harvest to another person as a gift, as they walk towards one another, they met each other on the way.
他们拥抱到一起，他们热泪滚滚，他们做了一个决定。
So when they saw one another, they embraced one another with tears. Later on, they made a decision.
大家都不要这块地，我们把这块地奉献给上帝吧，为
上帝服务。And they say, well, neither one of us want to own this particular land. Let us give this land to our God.
所以大卫就选择了这块地作为圣殿所用。
And later on, King David has chosen this particular land and used this land to offer to God.
所以神的殿是建造在弟兄相爱的基础上的。
And therefore, the temple of the Lord was established and founded on the brotherly love.
所以大卫在诗篇133篇中写说，看哪，弟兄和睦同居。是何等的善，何等的美。
And therefore, David has written in Psalm 133, say,
所以感谢神，我们啊，盼望弟兄姊妹都能够永远的彼此相爱，为主做最美的见证。
And therefore, David said, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. And therefore, we need to come together, live in unity to be the testimony for our God.
也把主的爱活出来。
And we need to live out God's love.
把主的爱彰显出来。
And we need to express and manifest God's love.
让神的儿女荣耀神。
So that children of God can truly glorify God.
让寻求神的人也把荣耀归给耶稣基督。
So that whoever seek him can give glory and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们来祷告。
So let us pray.
那在我祷告之前，我想，如果你还没有信耶稣，你愿意说领受上帝对你无限的爱，接受耶稣做你的救主。你可以在这个留言簿上写上一就可以了。
So at this time, if before my prayer, if through today's gathering, you're willing to come to our Lord and believe in Christ, and if you're willing to make that decision, you can leave a chat in our chat community, and all you need to do is type number one here.
因为圣经说若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Because God has, Jesus has told us that whoever believes in him, now he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
如果你是基督徒，如果你
If you're a Christian,
你愿意活出神的爱，来传扬福音，为主做见证。
And now you're willing to live out.The love of Christ and to become His witness.
你就留说我愿意，或者写1777就可以了。
Or perhaps you can leave a message in our chat group saying you are willing, or you type number seven. Seven will be fine.
神必悦纳，也必使用你。
And you, and I believe God is willing to use you.
好，我们来祷告，天父，我们谢谢你。
And dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，谢谢你给我们的爱。
We thank you for the love you have given to us.
你爱我们就爱我们到底。
When you love us, you love us to the end.
你在这个瘟疫肆虐的时候爱我们。
During the time of pandemics, you still love us.
你在洪水泛滥的时候爱我们。
And during the time of flood, you still love us.
你在我们现在最终的时候救拔我们。
Even when we are the pit of sin, you rescue us.
我们愿意把自己的生命交给你。
We are willing to offer our lives to you.
求你的宝血洗净我们的罪。
May your blood cleanse our sin.
主啊，让我们能够恢复起初对你的爱。
So that we can return back to the first love we had for you.
也让我们的教会的弟兄姊妹能够彼此相爱
，so that brothers and sisters in the church can love one another.
因为你就是爱
，because you are love.
祝福我们的教会
，may you bless our church.
在基督里边成长
，so that we can grow in Christ.
传扬福音
，to evangelize.
横切祷告
，we pray.
完成主给我们的使命。
And so that we can accomplish the mission you have given to us.
听我们的祷告，亲爱的主。
May you listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.